8:10 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we got Julio Diaz. He is the host of the Pensacola Movie Club and also the host of Let's Go Pensacola, heard at 4 o'clock right here on Saturdays on News Radio. Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Great to have you. Roadrunner, is that what you guys watched last night?
Yeah, so this is the new documentary about Anthony Bourdain. It's weird, he gets lumped in with the celebrity chefs, but like I think what he really did as far as television wasn't really about being a chef. It was a strange kind of hybrid of travel program slash investigation slash culture slash. And there's a little bit of food in there, too.
Right, like the food was the pretext for it all, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, to lump him in with, Emeril Lagasse and Bobby Flay and such is kind of maybe falling on the short. And that's something you really learned about in the film. If you, for some reason, weren't very familiar with him already, I was very superficially familiar with him, but I was not really a regular viewer of his programs or anything like
that. Same. I know who he is, but I don't know that I've ever actually watched any of his programs. So I'm kind of just, he's a figure to me, not a person.
Yeah. Well, he will definitely be a person to you after you see the film. It's a very good documentary that kind of starts with his rise to celebrity and goes through, his unfortunate passing, from suicide a couple of years ago. Really just kind of, you will get to know this person very well and very in depth. And it's just a really, really beautifully made movie. And of course, this was done by CNN Films, which he worked for CNN. So they had access to pretty much everything. And it's quite a portrait. It's very much a warts and all portrait, and it doesn't shy away from the negative sides of the man and his life. And it's a very well made film. Those of us who saw it last night very much enjoyed it, and the critics are very much enjoying it too. It's running at 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Very good. But in the meantime, you have one mega colossal size release and one also release. Let's talk about the mega colossal size release. Space Jam, the movie we never know we didn't want, with LeBron James.
Yeah, no, I know exactly who wanted this movie. There is a core group of 90s kids who just, watch Space Jam 9 million times on cable and think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Of course, I don't think they've watched it recently.
Or they
just don't have the perspective on it because they loved it so much when they were a kid. Folks, I'm here to tell you, and gasp and clutch your pearls if you want to, but the original Space Jam was not a good movie.
I can't disagree with you.
And according to the reviews, this one isn't either. We've got LeBron James, and we've got kind of similar presence where you got to play basketball with teaming up with the Looney Tunes to save the universe. In this case, from an artificial intelligence that has started up another goon squad of players. And I think the thing that people have been talking about more than anything with this film is that there's this, in the big tournament, there's the audience is generated by famous movie characters that they've basically taken people digitally out of, Warner Brothers movies of the past, and they've made them the audience.
So they've got digital avatars in there where it's a kind of a cameo hunt or something like that.
Yeah. So, in that regard, it's fun, and that might be worth throwing it on HBO Max because you can do that. It's not just the theaters. In fact, that may be why they did not offer preview screenings last night, because you can watch it on HBO Max as well. But, that's out there. I'm sure a lot of people are going to take their kids to it. It'll be
somebody
a big
here.
Hit,
somebody here texted me. How much flopping did LeBron do in space?
real quick,
because we're almost out of time. Escape Room, Tournament of Champions. Yes, if you like the original. No, for everybody else. What do you think here?
Yeah, surprisingly, the original was a hit. It was just this low budget thriller horror film,
right?
And so they've made another one, and the premise is that everybody that's trapped in the escape room this time has played the game before, so. I know it's this bizarre mix between, the escape rooms that you can go to here in town or wherever, and I guess, Saw.
It's sort of like reality, and then it's sort of like this crazy, ridiculous story. What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
Probably looking at Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe Origins film. I've got that. There's also M. Night Shyamalan movie out next week, so there's some debate. But either way, you'll find out on the Pensacola Movie Club Facebook group. So just join that, and you will be able always up to date.
Always good for the movie lovers, the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Julio Diaz, he hosts that, and also Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays here on News Radio. Julio, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.